Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and welcome back to all of our listeners. Happy Sunday to you. If you were hoping to tune in this morning and hear that we'll all be dead in 2 weeks and the numbers have surged well past your head and you're drowning in COVID cases, this is not your station. So we want to see surging numbers of hope and surging numbers of people who are living their lives and living not in fear. So I get so tired of turning on multiple media sources and seeing nothing but doom and gloom and doomsday. So I think the zombies invade about week three from now. And I went ahead and called The Walking Dead to see if we can perhaps get some of their weapons. It's just crazy out there, Ed. And, you know, I'm glad to see some people, most of the people I'm friends with on social media have their heads screwed on, probably straighter than me. And I like seeing some of them compare and contrast the conflicting news that's happening in the media and some contrasting what they see in the media with what reality shows. And thank you to those people out there with your head screwed on straight who listen to something and then research and find out if it's true before you just act on it. So no, Ed and I don't want to live in fear. We want to live in hope. Continue to use caution. I can't wait to see this coming flu season with lower numbers, lower strep, lower cold virus. That'll be fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to be wearing my mask when I'm in certain places and not in every place, such as not when I'm riding my bike by myself or jogging. Probably not at the gym either, because it really is hard to get enough oxygen. So keep using your brain and using good technique and social distancing. Nothing wrong with that, but live your life and live it in hope and not in fear. And be careful with that TV set and social media, because it can be misleading. But we will not be misleading, will we, Ed?
No, sir, we will not. And I, you know, we have eyeballs, you and I do, and many people do, but it's easy to get swayed by the power of the media if you keep plugging it into your brain. You know the old thing, garbage in, garbage out, from the old computer days, and it certainly applies to these days with websites, with social media, with CNN, with Fox News. They all are selling bad news. And, you know, that doesn't mean there's not pertinent information that we need to believe and work with, but the culture of fear, as you always say, is epidemic right now. And you know, there's so many different opinions, and when you say research, it's hard to research because so much of Google has now manipulated the algorithms to a point where they want you to really not read anything but what they want you to read, and it's a scary situation. I know that, you know, again, I go back to the three podcasts that I've done on the Holistic Navigator, one with three different physicians, actually, Dr. Wolfson, a cardiologist, with and Dr. Smith, who's the medical director of Life Extension, and one other gentleman, and they all three, I mean, they say the same thing that kind of you say, I say, many experts say. We build our health, we build our immune system, then we have far less fear. Wearing a mask alone is not the best medicine. It is a step toward protecting others, which is nothing wrong with that. But freaking raise your vitamin D level, eat healthier, control your blood pressure, make sure blood sugar is in range more than any other time. This is important because now we know that comorbidities, the factors of poor health, is what contribute to bad outcomes with COVID. People who are healthy, 99% of them are perfectly fine in 10 to 14 days, people. So what does it mean?
Or sooner.
So what does it mean? It means build your immune system with your lifestyle habits.
And, you know, you're absolutely right about the research. It is, you know, where do you go if you don't have the knowledge in the past to be able to do that? Where do you go? And it hit me really just this past Friday. as I was thinking about what I'd seen on the news in the past week and some of the patients coming in with their concerns, it's much easier for me when I look because I know what it's like on the medical side. I'm inside that. And so when I hear news that is false, I immediately know it's wrong. I mean, I don't have to think about it. I just know it is. And we've had our meetings again. And oh, by the way, hospital admissions are somewhat up this last week in this area. Guess what? Doesn't have a thing to do with COVID. It's non-COVID cases.
Really?
So, you know, could that be impactful if we had a surge of COVID cases? Well, yes. But the increase in numbers locally is not due to coronavirus, which was an interesting little twist. So, you know, we're seeing good stability, at least in this region. You know, when I turn on the news, it seems like the remainder of the country is going to be gone in about 2 weeks. You know, we'll just have to wait and see what the truth is. And the truth will come out over time. I do believe that. And I still firmly believe we will all get through this.
Absolutely, we will. And we will be in somewhat of a better place on many levels. However, there will be a lot of collateral damage on businesses and some people's mental status, mine included. I've certainly had challenges I did not expect and see coming in 2020. But I've journeyed through them. We are strong people, and we will make it happen.
And the financial impact is real. I mean, that's real. I know so many patients I've spoken with. Some are benefiting. I have friends and patients who work in the protective clothing equipment. So if you sell PPE, you're doing great. Those that are in not food service in restaurants, but food service, anything to do with, say, grocery stores. Oh, booming. So it all depends which business you're in. But then you have some, say, like Disney. I was disturbed to see this past week. They were going to delay their opening again. Did you see that?
No.
Well, they need to wait until they have direction from the government how they can do this. So, is it a free company or a government-owned company? I just kept thinking about that. If they're thinking about buying Lucasfilm, when they did that, did they call for government advice on how to buy Lucasfilm? No. It just, some of these things just blow my mind. You're the businessman amongst us, and I don't think you would call the government to see what you can do in your, inside your own business.
The wrong person and people and group to call would be the freaking government. They are not looking after the business entities of this country. I told someone actually this morning, he's a single person entrepreneur. His business has dropped 50% because he kind of is in a frozen place, and he's just being very cautious. Nothing wrong with being cautious, but there's a level of very cautious that becomes destructive. I said, we've never had more of an opportunity for business owners to be helpful to the community at large than we are right now. If you open your doors with a good attitude, common sense, sterilization to make them people feel more comfortable, you can have a better business today, but you got to get off your freaking cowardly butt to do this. You just have to, and it's not happening too often today. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Right now, I'm just sorry. You're going to go out of business.
Yeah, that is awful. Now, if the gosh, and now I can't remember who I heard it from, but it was supposedly announced that, you know, we've been talking about J-Fest and Chattanooga Unite. I'm hoping Mayor Burke will give the licenses so they can do that. But the word was that J-Fest had their okay to start their series, their bands, on August 1st. I hope that's correct. I mean, this, we could really use a nice Christian week of bands. That would be fantastic. I'd love to be there for everything if I can. And then Chattanooga Unite with multiple Saturdays, you know, Riverfront Nights renamed. I hope we're going to do this, and that's exactly what we need. Yes, it's maybe a little bit risky. I don't know, but I don't think it will be. I really just don't. So I think we can get together, behave, and have a nice, safe, and fun time. Yeah. I just don't see the danger in that.
I just know that there's a risk involved with hanging out in your home 24/7 and so many levels. So it's not about eliminating risk. It's about changing it.
Well, there's a risk in, well, almost everything.
Oh, absolutely. There's if you're breathing, you are in a risky situation with life. It is comes with what we are as human beings.
Well, we saw that one producer in Hollywood that well, he committed suicide this last week, and, I mean, this was a highly successful producer.
I didn't see that.
And, I mean, that's sad. They said the reason was he was alone, and he was isolated, and that was the reason behind it. He talked about the mental health, and that is a real issue right now. It is for so many people. It just is.
Yeah.
And we need to stop that. Let's all get back together.
Yep. Well, Nutrition World is braving its way on, and we will continue to service people on the level that I believe and we'll do it appropriately. We always do it. Every single one of my employees wears a mask, and occasionally you'll see us maybe slip it down, but we're really, really compliant.
As is CHI, we're doing the same thing.
Yep, yep. And we sterilize, and we do, you know, everybody now has gotten into the proper distancing, so the public actually knows what to do, and it's all, that's all smart stuff. But now their life's being freed up, so they're actually coming in and they're understanding that it's okay. It's okay.
Well, I am seeing a few people. Now, we're using good practice. It's required now to come in with a mask. So, But I think it's the right of any business owner to decide what he or she wants to do in their own business, and it's up to the patron to decide if they'll comply or not. I am okay with that. Like, if I walked in your store and I didn't have a mask, you said, hey, Chris, you have to turn around. You've got to get a mask. Okay. It's your business. That's fine with me. I don't have an issue. That's not government run. That's you.
Yep.
And a few people I've seen have, not my patients, thankfully, but I've seen a few people that did not like the mask forced upon them. And I'm seeing that locally, but I don't know what to do about that yet.
Well, I have to say, I kind of have an attitude about if I'm being forced to do something, I push backwards on that. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking to Dr. Red about his quick surge, this amazing service on walk-in surgery that's cash only. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, here with my partner, Dr. Green. And interesting second segment here. I met this gentleman, Dr. Red, about probably, I'm guessing, 2.5-3 years ago. And interesting fella, because what he offers is something that is, I think, is very innovative. And, you know, if you've listened to me for, well, we've been doing this now 2 years plus, big time. Certainly, if you've listened to my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, and or any of the blogs, Facebook, blank, 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 you kind of know I'm cut out of a kind of a different mold than most people. I try to avoid most of the conventional medical stuff, not because I don't think it's valuable. It has a place. It's just my personal philosophy of I believe in self-care. I believe in, you know, empowering myself, learning all the techniques I need to try to grow old gracefully. But there's times and places where you, you know, you got to have some interaction or intervention, I guess I would say. Well, I had this place come up on me, on my neck. I've, you know, a little growth, a little bump, a little something that kept getting a little bigger. Well, I hate the bureaucracy of red tape. I don't care what it is, whether it's I went to the DMV this week, trying to get my new driver's license, and we all know what red tape means at the DMV.
Feel free to look at my review of the DMV one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I got there at 7:30. They open at 8:30, so I actually got through pretty dang quick because I got there an hour early. But to get back on the subject, Dr. David Red, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
And I want people to know that there is a service in town that is amazing. And what this means to me is it's a walk-in clinic, cash only. That means you're going to pay less, and very super efficient for removing skin cancers, lipomas, fish hooks, nails that are embedded. I don't know. We're going to talk to Dr. Red about that. And we're going to find out all about your business. And I just was, and I went down there last Wednesday. Okay. And you removed this spot on me that was a skin cancer, but you got all the margins. All was good. I have never had anything done on me that had literally zero pain, perfect recovery. Hurt a little bit when the stitches came out yesterday, but it was all perfectly fine. And even Dr. Green looked at it last week when I pulled my Band-Aid off. He said, oh, it looks good.
It was like art.
Like art. There you go. Thank you. Welcome, Dr. Red. Tell us a little bit about how you got started on this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I got started really out of frustration. Just frustration with the whole system, just from what you mentioned. Same exact thing. And I was in, I've been a surgeon for 30 years, 30 plus years, general surgery. And it was just clear to me, especially toward the end, that people just weren't being treated the way I thought they needed to be treated. I didn't think patients were, I didn't think medicine was patient-centered. So when I had a chance to retire from the OR, from the operating room, I decided to start this clinic, which is, like you said, it's kind of a unique place because I haven't heard of any other clinics like that around the country. In fact, I had a guy today, a patient today, who came in and we were talking, and he said, well, how come I had a patient come from Minneapolis, actually, to have a lipoma removed.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
No, she flew in yesterday, and she's the second patient I've had from far away. I had a guy come from Phoenix, Arizona as well, and both of them said the same thing, and that was they looked around for what it would cost to have this big lipoma taken off, and it was in the thousands of dollars, and my price was online, and it was in the hundreds of dollars. Uh-huh. So they figured it was cheaper and easier to fly out here, have it done, and fly back.
Wow. That's sad.
It is sad. And so he asked me, well, why would that be? Why would she come out here and do that? And I said, because there's no other place like it that I know of.
I did not realize that you were one of a kind. I thought there would be like other people in other cities, but there's not?
None that I've heard of.
Wow.
Well, let me throw in, if I'm hearing you right, Dr. Red, you get to name your own price. You're not taking insurance. It's cash. So as he would know, we do a lot in family medicine, do a lot of skin procedures, lipoma, sebaceous cyst, moles, skin cancer. So it's a lot. I mean, a little bit of even like mild plastic surgery even over the last 25 years. But everything is based on, you know, Medicare allowables, and so you don't really determine your price. Your price is determined for you. So you have the leeway to figure out, well, how hard is this really for me, and what do I need to bill? And you just make a very reasonable price. I mean, that's a great idea. Why not?
That's right. That's exactly what we did. And the problem was we had nothing to base it on, no other things to compare it to. So we did. I just sat down and figured what would be reasonable, and we've raised some, we've lowered some, we've adjusted things. So,
do you do cosmetic?
The only real cosmetic surgery we do is earlobe repair. We do earlobe repair.
Oh. I just asked just because one of those little TV snippets that was on the news the other night, as I'm trying to get away from most of the bad news, was a doctor who had set up drive-through Botox. I thought that was fascinating, and he was the only one doing it. And somebody said, where'd you get the idea? He went, it was the drive-through coronavirus testing. I just said, why not? And so he set it up. I just found that fascinating.
I love that.
But, you know, another weird idea.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, and I don't know if you want to talk about pricing, but you know, I got there last Wednesday at 3:25. I walked out at 4:05 and went and had dinner. Mm-hmm. You removed three spots on me. Mm-hmm. It was $250.
Right.
You deadened it perfectly. I had zero pain. I mean, how many times could you have something that freaking efficient? 40 minutes in and out for $250, the best deal of the past years for me. Mm. And I want to thank you, Dr. Red. You're very skilled hands. But this is a service that should be across this country. Because, again, what other things do you do? You do the lipomas, the potential skin cancers.
That's right. We do a lot of cysts, skin cysts. We do, of course, laceration, cut repairs, splinter removal, fishhook removal, like you said. We do wart removal.
Oh.
So quite a few, almost anything that you can think of that would be under local anesthesia. We don't do anything under general anesthesia or any other kind of anesthesia. So it's all local anesthesia. And some of the lipomas, like the lady from Minneapolis, hers was pretty large, but we're still able to do it under local anesthesia. So,
How do you plan on doing this for a few more years, or what is your ideas?
You know, it's funny because somebody asked me that, and I said I kind of feel like the first 30 years prepared me for this because I really enjoy it. I love talking with patients. I love being able to offer them a good price for what I think is a good product. And we are, I said before, we were unique. We're unique in what we offer, but we are unique in what you've already said, and that is We really try to see patients. Our goal is to see patients within 5 minutes of their arrival. And we're able to do that because we're, like I said, a kind of a mini surgery center in the sense that we don't have to take a long involved history on patients. They just come in and fill out a partial form, and we can, we have to set it up so that we can, you know, we don't double book patients. We just set it up so we can see them right away and do their surgery right away, so we can be efficient in that way. And we, and that, that we like.
Well, who wouldn't like that? And especially in today's world of inefficiency, I think we're all very frustrated with that. Everything, even down to the restaurant settings of inefficiency.
Yeah.
I was just, again, I don't mean to keep going on about it so big time, but I love a person who's an entrepreneur and who understands the value of pleasing a client patient, because it seems to be lost sometimes in the world that we're in, and especially since Corona and COVID, a lot of businesses think that they're doing you a favor by allowing you to to open the door and walk in. And Dr. Green always says the culture of fear. We have been living under the culture of fear for far too long, and it disables so much of our health, our mental status, our efficiency, everything about that. And your clinic called Quick Surge, it is downtown. I'm not going to get to the point yet where you want to give information, but again, when I booked online, I was like, oh crap, I got to book an appointment online. I'm literally in 3 minutes had it done. It was so freaking efficient. You know, I go on there and it's like, oh, next Wednesday at 3:30. Click, done. Wow.
Great.
Whoever set that up knew what they were doing.
Well, I have to give credit to my daughter. She's the one who set it all up. She set the website up, and I think it's also very good and clear about what we're trying to do. Yeah, that's great, because we do have some people. I've looked on the appointment calendar, and we have some people who get on at 2 a.m. and make an appointment. I guess they're up at 2. I'm not. I've tried not to be, but they are. So.
Well, I know you told me a story a couple of days ago about, or a week ago, about a lady who was coming down the stairs and she got a splinter. It was humongous or something.
Yeah, it was so big that part of the splinter was sticking out the top of her hand and part of it was sticking out the bottom of her hand.
So, man.
Yeah, it was a big splinter. And she did great. We got it out of there fine and had no problem whatsoever. The miracle of local anesthesia, we just could not do anything without local anesthesia.
And I think you use lidocaine. Is that what you're using?
Lidocaine, that's right.
Yeah, it was do you like lidocaine, Dr. Green?
Yeah, we keep lidocaine, xylocaine, plenty of the canes. Yeah, I mean, it would be virtually impossible if we did not have that. Yeah, we do a lot of procedures in our office. I think less than we used to. We used to have a lot of minor trauma back in the 90s, and I don't know where it's going. Maybe it's with Dr. Red now, but I kind of miss that.
Yeah, the funny thing is that when I see a patient with an ingrown toenail and sometimes we have to take the toenail off, I always tell them, we just couldn't do anything like this without lidocaine, because you would not put up with this.
When was lidocaine invented?
I've had
invented?
One without anesthesia. I didn't make it all the way through.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
When was lidocaine invented? Do you know?
Close to in the 1860s, I think. Close
oh, really?
To, where it really was. About the time that general anesthesia was invented.
Wow.
Very, very close to that, yeah.
Wow. I thought, for some reason, thought it would be later than that. I thought they were still using alcohol and things like that to drinking before surgeries.
It started out like with cocaine, and of course, you know, that created other problems for the doctors who used it and for patients too as well. So, and then thankfully it got simplified to lidocaine and Novocaine and xylocaine.
I like think they said. Still have the TAC. We call it TAC in the ER, but a topical cocaine. I don't know if they still use that in the ER. I've been out of ER now for 25 years. So yeah, I wonder.
They've gotten away a little bit. They have some topical stuff, but they've gotten away from the cocaine part.
And that's a good thing to get away from.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Red, tell people how they can contact you, where you're located, your website. Yeah. And again, I want to remind people at Nutrition World, you can email me about any of these questions, and I will be happy to refer you if you forget any of these details. But tell people where you are.
Sure. We're located in the public shopping center in the North Shore, right next to Great Clips. Everybody seems to know where Great Clips is, so we use that as a good marker. So you approach you park in the Publix parking lot, you approach Publix and stay on the sidewalk to the right and just keep walking and you'll see us. Our phone number is 423-551-3400, and the website is quicksurge.com, and that's Q-U-I-K, there's no C, Q-U-I-K-S-U-R-G.
Yes. I want, this is a valuable resource for Chattanooga. We are lucky to have you.
Thank you.
I certainly am. It's not like I, you know, I feel also lucky to people like Dr. Green and many others, but I am such a frustrating person. I want super in quick, super out quick. And I just love the fact that your efficiency is has been created to a level that I think so many should look at, because it is a value, it is a viable business if you have the credentials that you have, in my opinion. And I hope you're doing well. And I know that, you know, everyone struggled somewhat over the past few months, but I'm confident that all that will come back, probably even more so because of your offering. So thank you, Dr. Redd, so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Viscomi on sleep. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a gentleman with us that I certainly have heard his name for, oh, countless years as far as sleep, sleep apnea, all the issues that involve that. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Viscomi.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that many people understand, at least in a general sense, what happens when we lose sleep. And I certainly am fully aware of that. I'm a chronic insomniac, but I'm also had some episodes with sleep apnea in my life. And the thing is, it is not to be ignored. Tell us a little bit more about your history and what you do, Dr. Viscomi.
Well, I've been here since 1989. We opened up the first sleep center in Chattanooga at Memorial Hospital at that time. And we've been doing sleep medicine for, I guess, over 30 years now. What we do is look for people that have any type of sleep problem. So if you wake up and you're not rested or you're too sleepy during the day, we try to help either improve the quality of your sleep or allow you to be more awake and alert during the day. The most common thing, of course, is sleep apnea, which you already mentioned, and appreciate that. And that's just a medical problem where while you're sleeping, as you relax and your muscles relax, your airway actually closes and you can't get air in and out. Apnea is just a medical word for not breathing. And so, of course, you do it in your sleep, it would be sleep apnea. But what happens when you do that is you struggle to breathe. And when you struggle to breathe, your body releases adrenaline. And adrenaline makes your heart rate go up and makes your blood pressure go up and makes your blood sugar go up. So it can aggravate blood pressure and hypertension as well as diabetes. And when you do that, it stresses the system and can cause major problems like strokes and heart attacks. We had a local celebrity, Reggie White, that had a real catastrophe from sleep apnea. So it can be a very serious condition, but also it robs you of a good night's rest. So you wake up tired, you're grumpy, you're forgetful, because most people that are sleep deprived get grumpy and forgetful. And it can affect your immune system. It makes you more likely to get respiratory infections. It causes acid reflux when you're struggling to breathe. I mean, there's just a myriad of issues that sleep apnea can cause. And as time's gone by over 30 years that we've been working here, we've noticed that, you know, a good night's sleep affects so many different aspects of your health, particularly your cardiac health and your pulmonary health. So that's something that we've been doing for many years. And, of course, I worked with Dr. Green and his group for, gosh, that almost that whole time. Actually started with Dr. Green's father, Ralph Green, who I worked with for my first 7 or so years that I was here. And he brought his son in, and I have to say, he sounds like his dad.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And his patients love him just as much as his dad's patients love them. It's been fun. It's been a nice ride here in Chattanooga. But it is something in that we're soon to open up a memorial office of for sleep medicine in Fort Oglethorpe, actually in the same building as Dr. Green and his group, so that we can bring that a lot closer and people can, you know, access sleep-related care a lot more simply. And I think we're going to have probably sometime this fall or winter, we'll be able to do sleep studies in North Georgia.
Well, tell me a little more about that. And for the listeners, that's 4700 Battlefield Parkway. But where exactly in the building are you going to be?
Well, I think we're going to be, you know, they're still trying to figure out whether there's a multi-specialty clinic or some a designated area, and trying to work that out right now.
Okay.
But somewhere in that building, probably on the same floor as your practice, Dr. Green.
Well, it can't be too soon.
And we're looking forward to it. And then the sleep studies will be done actually on the hospital campus. So it'll be a much quieter setting. You know, obviously when people need to sleep, Battlefield Parkway is not exactly a quiet neighborhood. So we'll have people sleep in a much more, you know, restful environment. But as far as, you know, access to care, that'll be a really nice place to have that done. And, you know, we have, you know, so many different services in the same building. We have cardiac services, we have pulmonary service, and we, you know, as sleep medicine, we support cardiac and pulmonary illnesses a lot. And of course, in your group, a lot of your patients that have hypertension and diabetes actually have underlying sleep apnea that aggravates that. Half of all diabetics have sleep apnea, and half of all people with high blood pressure have sleep apnea. So it is something that's, you know, around us, and many patients are hesitant to get evaluated and treated, in part because the process used to be much more onerous, and also the treatment used to be a lot harsher. The treatment for sleep apnea with these CPAP machines has become much more user-friendly. The machines are all now remotely adjustable. So if someone has a machine, they think it's blowing too much air because we just use plain air, not oxygen, but plain air to inflate your airway so you don't snore and quit breathing. If you feel like the settings are not right, it's a phone call, and remotely we can adjust that. And the mask apparatuses are much more tolerable. The plastics are softer, the masks are smaller, and the experience is a lot less burdensome than it used to be. The machines, like I said, are much smaller and easier to transport. So in the 30 years, the machines have gone from little Hoovers, where they were really loud and big, bulky, and the masks were unpleasant and rough, to actually, I use one myself. I did snore, and my wife kind of fussed at me a little bit about that. But also, my blood pressure was going up. And my internist had suggested to me that I might need to be on blood pressure medicine. And when I got on the CPAP machine, there was peace in the valley, and my blood pressure went down. And I use it every night without fail. And if we go anywhere, my wife makes sure I bring it with me. So there's, you know, we both rest better. That's actually something to be aware of. When someone has sleep apnea, usually two people aren't sleeping well. The person that has the problem and the person that has to observe it. Because it is kind of frightful to have people snore and stop breathing. It's certainly disruptive. And studies have shown that both people are sleep deprived, and both people are less sleep deprived after the sleep apnea is taken care of. So it is kind of a actually rewarding area of medicine, because we can get you better. If you don't sleep well, the odds are very great that we can get you a better night's rest. Having done pulmonary medicine in a past life, I still do it in the hospital, but not as an outpatient. But there are a lot of pulmonary diseases that are really hard to get people better. But with sleep problems, you come in with a problem, we can usually identify something that we can get better and improve the quality of your life and you know, sometimes improve the quality of other people in your family's life. We've all heard about the person that you can hear snoring at the other end of the house, and that doesn't make anybody rest well. And so oftentimes we take care of this. Other people sleep better, but also someone wakes up invigorated. It's actually easier to lose weight if you have sleep apnea treated, because you have more energy when you wake up. And also when you are sleep deprived, you tend to nibble a lot and consume more calories. Now, of course, sleep apnea treatment doesn't, make you lose weight, but it certainly makes it a lot easier for you to lose weight. So we see it in folks that are being evaluated for weight loss plans or programs to see if we can help them rest better so that they're more successful with efforts at weight loss.
You know, that is a handful of information. And I know from my 41 years experience that, of course, I'm only in the natural field, the nutritional field. But everybody shares so much with me, and I've done my very level best over a period of four decades to learn and empower people in certain areas to help their health. But, you know, depression and the amount of medications that are given today based on lack of sleep rather than a real reason is there's no telling what percentage that is. And if people could, you know, understand the importance and value of improving their sleep so that the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system gets balanced and the cortisol goes down and the insulin goes down, it's a life changer. This isn't something to be taken just lightly. And I am a huge, huge fan of addressing this, especially because I want people to use less pharmaceuticals. I want them to fix the body rather than symptomatically treat it. I will say that, you know, I live on the other end of the world from you guys and girls in the medical field. I totally respect it. I value it greatly, but I do recommend people taping their mouth shut at night because of Dr. Buteyko, who's a wonderful Russian physician who I followed for 15 years. And the amount of people who have taped their mouth shut who have modest amounts of this snoring, it is life-changing just from the tape. So people who do sleep apnea work with you and get a sleep apnea machine, it is even far greater the benefits that they get. So there is some empowering people can do on their own. I just want to share that.
Well, I think also that to your point, if someone doesn't sleep well, they have insomnia, there are lots of non-pharmacologic approaches that we certainly discuss. We have a psychologist that works with us. It does cognitive behavioral therapy. So you don't need a pill to sleep better. You need to make good choices. And so to your point, proper sleep hygiene, progressive muscle relaxation. If you're trying to sleep because you work rotating shifts, perhaps taking some melatonin, which is, of course, a natural substance, because you're trying to go to sleep when your body doesn't naturally make melatonin. Things like that, we certainly are, is a part of what we do. And just good coaching to your point, you don't need a pill. Oftentimes you just need to have someone explain to you what you're doing that's getting in your own way of getting a good night's rest. Some folks don't think just about simple things like caffeine. Taking caffeine afternoon, people don't realize how long caffeine can stay in your system. Instead of that, third cup of coffee and, a Diet Coke in the afternoon, a little sweet tea, and then you don't rest well at night, well, really, all you need to do is drink some water, avoid the caffeine, and go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. Try to get yourself just 7 or 8 hours in bed. Have a consistent sleep-wake pattern, going to bed at the same time, getting at the same time. Those sorts of simple things get you a better night's rest with no pills or potions.
I love that.
No next day effects, no liver, kidney problems.
Yep.
So I, your thoughts are actually a big part of contemporary medicine, where we do try to avoid medication and try to use non-pharmacologic approaches to people that sort of struggle to sleep.
I love that. And I love the fact that you said coaching, because so much of some of our bad habits are not that difficult to kind of relearn, but we need coaching to do that. So, Dr. Viscomi, tell people how they can learn more, contact you, and your websites and information, please.
Well, to reach us, you can reach us through the Sleep Center at Memorial Hospital, which is at memorial.org. Our Sleep Center phone number is area code 423-495 REST, which is 7378. So 4957378. We'll soon have a number in North Georgia, but we don't have that yet. But we've been the longest accredited sleep lab here in Chattanooga. And just if you go through the Memorial website, you can find all the information of all the services that we offer. And we're really looking forward to coming down to Fort Oglethorpe in North Georgia.
As are we.
Well, thank you so much,
Chris.
And that is a wonderful, huge chunk of information that's life-saving. And you are the man who has the most recognition, I'm sure, in Chattanooga. I've known of you for two decades at least, I'm sure. And I love what you do. I love your philosophy. And thank you for what you've done for Chattanooga and all the outlying communities, Dr. Viscomi. And do share our, you know, vitalhealthradio.com has the pre-recorded shows every single week. So anyone who has issues or interest or has friends and family who has sleep issues, go on the website if you missed the show, or if you want them to listen, and just send them the link, and then they can hear what Dr. Viscomi has to say. So thank you so much for your time. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green with Ed, and I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you, once again, by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download the free app for your Android or iPhone. Well, as we talked about earlier, lately we have been talking about the culture of fear thrust upon us by the media. We are seemingly led to believe that the government or perhaps science can save us, that our faith in God is of little or no value. C.S. Lewis said that a man can no more diminish God's glory by refusing to worship Him than a lunatic can put out the sun by scribbling the word darkness on the walls of his cell. And Patrick Henry himself said that fear is the passion of slaves. Well, let us not allow ourselves to be led by fear. Times such as these will come and they will go. Sometimes hard times can lead to good things, however. The early church is one example. Shortly after Jesus' ascension, persecution ignited inside Jerusalem. Stephen's bold words had caught the attention of the religious majority, and those council members charged him with blasphemy, or working against God. Well, Stephen countered by charging them with apostasy, the rejection of God himself. Well, the council, in their infinite wisdom, sentenced Stephen to death by stoning, certain that they would silence this minority of Christ followers. But God used Stephen's death to fan into flame a wildfire that spread the message of Jesus to the known world of that time. Stephen had shared what the establishment saw as a new and threatening idea. Well, salvation for us comes by the grace of God through faith in Jesus, not by any work we can do or by any rules we can or must follow. He shared a great freedom in Jesus, a freedom from rule-following religious bondage. Acts chapter 8, verse 1 says that, "On that day a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Believe me, hard times will most certainly come if you take a firm stance for your faith. Some within the establishment will try to extinguish our freedom in Christ, trying to bind us with rules that would hold us captive. But we have a wonderful freedom in Jesus, a life that comes by the grace of God, not by anything we do or can do. Well, not everyone can or will embrace this freedom, and some will actually fear faith without a lot of binding rules we have to follow. As we share this message of freedom in Jesus, conflict may arise and adversity as a result, but this message is much too vital to us, a message of freedom that clears a path so that anyone and everyone who wishes can enter. Some people fear this freedom because it has been taught by some that freedom may lead to a life of sin. Well, this fear is rooted in an unspoken belief that we can somehow live in a manner that deserves God's approval. Well, this kind of self-righteousness will never make anyone acceptable to God. Freedom in Jesus doesn't lead to sin. Freedom is a gift of God through Jesus. As Jesus himself said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, embrace this freedom and grace and live bold lives by the grace of God Almighty. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. Embrace the bold life. Just a wonderful message. I do know that we only have a couple minutes left. I want to make sure I get 2 points across. With Dr. Viscomi, I love this conversation of sleep. I do have to always put my 2 cents worth in. There's a book that I read many years ago, and in fact, I listened to it. I did not read it, called The Yoga of Sleep. This guy has got it down, people, to a science. If you want something that truly explains how to set the rhythm back of lost sleep, The Yoga of Sleep. And I do encourage you to listen to it on Audible and not read it.
Well, that sounds interesting. I mean, so many people have sleep disturbance.
Yeah, it's epidemic, as we know. Secondly, I did a Facebook post this week, a live one, and it was extremely popular. Within 1 hour, we sold completely out of the one thing I talked about. And it was actually, the topic was how to lose the COVID-15 weight gain, because the average woman has gained between 8 and 15 pounds since March 10th. And that's from being quarantined. The average, and 50% of all women have gained that, 25% of all men. And my take on that was 3 things. Time-restricted eating, you pick a 10-hour window, that's all you are going to use in your window of eating, and after 10 hours and 1 minute, you will not consume another calorie. Second, protein with every meal, small amounts to medium amounts. It can be protein powders, it can be protein foods, it can be protein whatever, but it needs to have protein with every meal. Third is you start your day with my morning drink, which is a strong protein, fat like coconut oil or MCT, flaxseed oil, and greens powder. That sets the whole chemistry for the day. And so, and then lastly, there was a study came out that people who have had colds have some potential immunity against COVID, because it's kind of a cousin. And so many people are have walking around with immunity that they don't think they have. So that's a encouraging thing. I love what you said earlier, Dr. Green, about surging of hope. We are about helping people to have more hope in this world, because it's being taken away every single minute by social media and the news, and many times friends and family. So hang on to hope, because that is the medicine for the future. We are going to get through this. There is no doubt. We already got through a ton of it. Hell.
On top of that, what was it Mark Twain? Don't worry about anything. It just makes you suffer twice. And frankly, if you live in fear all the time, if you really are living that way, that actually blunts your immune system. You can't even fight off the stuff that you're trying to be afraid of.
Yeah, you are your own worst enemy. Well, believe it or not, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones. Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and a very hopeful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.